Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. All right, on today's Outdoor Adventure checklist, here we go. Sunblock, check. Sunglasses to look cool, of course. That has UVA, UVB protection, check. Hat to look cool, because you always have to look cool out in the wild, check. Quality energy foods, check. Hydration, well, water, I guess, check. Well, let's figure that out. So today, let's find out the importance of hydration for optimal performance, whether it's you, your team, or your pet. Yes, I said your pet and hydration. Don't forget about your canine or your horse. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Proper hydration is a recipe for a great adventure, or it could possibly be a huge disaster. I attended a conference on hydration with our Olympic team doctors and trainers. This is one of the perks I happen to because I coach at a very high level. So why is it so important? Imagine one of your body cells being the size of your pinky. Okay, I have a good imagination. So you run with me on this one. Now, since I know that all of you, including myself, we all eat perfect, we don't have to imagine that the pinky cell is filled with perfect energy sources. They are available to take in any task. Now, what happens if the pinky size cell shrinks to half its size? That's what dehydration is. Most of the great energy cannot be utilized and we feel sluggish. So even if you're eating great and you begin to dehydrate, that energy source cannot be utilized. Since cells are comprised so much of water, take it out and the functions diminish. Now, I'm going to give a good example that happened recently to my niece Gabby. She was at a rec program swimming. There was little hydration during the day because I spoke to Gabby after this day, actually it was the next day, and she was eating little quality food. You know, so here's the deal. Most times, and again, I'm going to use a child for this example, but it can be an adult. You're out there and you're playing all day long, enjoying yourself, not thinking of hydration, especially if you're swimming because you don't feel like you're sweating, and little hydration, little food. And then after she left the rec program, she went with her family to the community pool. More swimming, little hydration, also little quality food at the end of the day. She's not feeling well and she's weak. Well, let's go back to our checklist. We must consciously look after our youth. Encourage. Hey, I talk to all athletes about this, even my hiking, you know, when I'm with family and friends. My encouragement to little kids, but to everyone really, is take small sips and take them often. Have plenty of fluids. My saying when I teach nutrition is a little bit, a little bit, a little bit equals a lot of bit. So those small sips become important. And then quality foods. You can add those nutrients in there. Yes, you can follow my prescription of three. You need to have good food, good hydration, good sleep, and that's a great recipe. Now, I spoke to Gabby afterwards about it because she has another rec program coming up with pool going on, and just to make sure that she's doing that hydration. And one of the things that Gab said is, well, they sell ice pops there. I said, okay, here's some money for ice pops because guess what? Do I want to see a kid eating a sugary snack out there? Well, guess what? Here's the trade-off. Ice pop made of ice, which is made of water. So I guess that's what it is. So what is the best thing to hydrate with? So let's go back to that conference. Our Olympic team doctors studied three sources: water, fruit juices, and sports drinks. They were looking at the fastest absorption rate into the cells. Simply, what's going to hydrate them the quickest? Well, sugar slows down the absorption rate. So they found that fruit juices, even though they contain quality sugars, fructose, not high fructose corn syrup, very much different, a different animal for a different day. We'll talk about that. Now, we're going to do a show just on energy sources one day, and I know that's a little tangent, but we'll get there. So fruit juices do not hydrate quicker. If you wanted to cut them in half, and this was their suggestion with water, it's better, but it's not great. So you're getting a little bit of flavor. And I'm going to say this. Stay away from all those fake juices that are out there. You know, there's juice boxes for kids. And whether they're adults or kids, and if you read it and the number one ingredient is water and sucrose, you're basically having a liquid candy bar. So they're all name brands that are out there. You know what? You need to become an ingredient reader. Think about this. Even with a drink, because you're thinking an ingredient reader when you go to pick up a package of X at the supermarket, well, even your drinking products. So now we know that fruit juices aren't the answer because they have sugar inside of them. Let's go to sports drinks, a billion-dollar business. And when you see the commercials, and some of them look great, the commercials, but remember, that's somebody marketing their product. They are loaded with sucrose. This slows down the absorption rate. So I am saying right now, they don't work. Yes, I just said it. Scientists found out that water hydrates the cells the quickest. They then tested the temperatures and found out that ice water hydrates the fastest. So I guess you now know, with all those things that are out there, water is the answer. I always recommend to my outdoor friends to fill half of your large water bottles with ice and the other half with water. I should also note that some of the most harmful products on the market are those energy drinks. And I'd say stay away from them 100%. But now let's go back and I'll give you a cool story. Many moons ago when I was playing down at LSU, if you've ever been to LSU in the summertime, it is so hot, so humid, and you set your watch at 3 p.m. because that's when the storms roll in. And it's every day, these short, like, torrential downpours. Well, on the field, they had tents set up all over for shade and when the storms kicked up. And you would always find me there, you know, taking a break and getting under there. Well, the first day I'm out there, every tent had big tubs of Gatorade and they were cherry flavored. And I asked the trainer and I said, you know, why cherry Gatorade? Why that flavor? She said, it is the number one flavor that people like. And it will encourage athletes to drink more. Henceforth, she's getting athletes to hydrate. And she said her job is to prevent disaster. Go back to what I said about dehydration and disaster at the beginning of the show. Well, I told her that I happen to be a water-aholic. Love water, love water, love water. Well, the next day, there was a cooler under one of the tents, and on the cooler in tape and then written was Joey's Water. She took care of my needs. Awesome gal there, down there. So how do you know if you're dehydrated? Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is the color of your urine should be straw colored. Then you are hydrated. Yes, people are going to say, you mean I got to go put my head in a bowl and go take a look at my pee? Yes, you do. If your pee, your urine, is a deep yellow color, that means you're very dehydrated. You do not want to be here. And the cool thing is, yes, you can prevent it. So let's take a day at the beach. Well, you got hot sand. Salt water, because seawater, that's what the ocean's made of, dehydrates. Big waves, get hit by one, we all do, swallow some water, go back to a recent day, my niece Gabby and I on the beach. We're out there playing in the waves, like, you know, waist height for her, knee height for me, and talking, jumping over the waves, turn our heads, and all of a sudden, whack, and we get whacked by a wave and knocked ashore, but so did everyone else, even the four-year-old little girl and her grandfather standing next to us, and we all get up, we all giggle a little bit, but we all swallow a little bit, and guess what? That seawater is going to cause us, besides it doesn't taste so well, and there's a reason for that, and you can listen to my show on the oceans, and I teach you all about that, but hey, you got to listen to this show first, and then you can go to that one if you want to. Well, anyway, when you're on there and you're out there playing volleyball, and I love volleyball, and you're doing all these different activities, many times we're just having fun, going back to the original fun story, and we think less about hydration. It is imperative that you hydrate all the time. This is true for being on the trail, in the kayak, on the bike, or any outdoor adventure that you do. Now, in one of my biking adventures, and I love this, get onto the DNR Canal Trail, a very historic trail. Well, the trail, 40-mile trail, also stops at the historic town of Lambertville. Well, we make sure that that is one of our stops so that we, again, we get off the bike, stretch our legs, walk through the historic town, lots of people, real cool things to see. But we also make sure that we take the time to hydrate. Like, that's a hydrate point. So you want to make sure that you're actually taking breaks and rest stops. Stay away from caffeine on these outdoor days. It's a diuretic, and diuretics pull water out of the cells. I recommend athletes ready to compete for a full game of soccer, football. Oh, by the way, if you're going out hiking, yes, you are an athlete. My rule is, if you sweat, you must be an athlete. It's important, and this is what I always talk about to do, pre, during, and post hydrate. Simple. Hydrate prior to the event. So you're going for a hike? Well, hydrate on the way there. And then when you're out there, take short breaks and hydrate during the event. Post. I call this reloading. You want to take the time to eat quality energy and drink plenty of fluids. And let me just say this. You want to make sure that fruits are there, because fruits are then going to give you some extra. See, fruit juices, that goes right into your system. When you eat fruits, there's a, because you have all the actual body of the fruit, it slows down the absorption rate to that fruit. For example, eating an orange and drinking orange juice. Orange juice races, slows down the absorption rate. You eat an orange and it slowly gets absorbed into your system, the sugars, but the water is there right away. So there, cool little fact. Now, when I go places, doesn't matter where we're going, whether I'm going out to film, whether I'm going out to kayak and play, the Joey B Truckmobile always has a cooler filled with extra waters and extra fruit and extra quality energy snacks. And you see some of my good friends, family, and then just people with camera crew and all this, it's always there for them. Bring it for me, but bring it for everyone else. So what happens to you under extreme conditions of dehydration? We can prevent these things, so please think about this. Well, if you're starting to dehydrate, you're getting a dry mouth, could be getting a headache, obviously dizziness, decreased urine output because your body's trying to preserve all any of the water, or, and that's not a good thing, can lead to coma, seizure, heat stroke. But we will never get there because we're going to take care of ourselves. The new coach at the University of Texas, Coach Herman, I just saw an interview with him, and he said this. Last spring, because they are on this total hydration, they are hydrating all the time. He didn't talk about the pre, during, and post and a reload like I do, but he was all the time. Last spring's practice, his team had no pulled muscles or no muscle strains. That's because the muscles stayed hydrated. There were no concussions, and I know that they're going to have to do a little research on this, but the brain has made so much of water, so that's important. And I'm going to let you know that people say, well, I cramp up all the time. Most times people cramp up because their cells are starving for water, so you need to hydrate. Staying hydrated is so important, and Coach Herman says that if you're not 100% hydrated, you're cheating your team. And I like that because, well, you're cheating your team of hikers and you're going out there and you're slowing us down because you're not staying hydrated. So make sure you do. So whether you're a top-level athlete or you want to go for that long walk with your dog, we must take the time to take care of our bodies all the time. Hydration is vital. But I probably said that a few times today. If someone is overheating, they're probably also dehydrating. And you say, well, all right, so how do I take care of this? Well, you should have a separate cooler with ice and a few Ziploc plastic bags inside of it and a washcloth. So what do? Some ice in a Ziploc. And if you need to lower someone's body temperature down right away, so we're talking about overheating, could be a child, could be an adult, doesn't matter. You take one of those bags or two of them and you actually put them under the armpits. And the armpits will actually help lower that body temperature. You also take a bag of ice. You need to be careful as to who you're with. You could ask them to do it. but putting an ice bag, just, you know, lift up the underwear right below the lower belly, you know, above the groin area, and an ice bag there is vital. Take that washcloth, ice water, put it on the back of the neck, and you will see a person's body temperature drop down very quickly. And my coaching, I always have that cooler, the ice, the Ziplocs, the washcloth. So you can do that in your truck, your vehicle, whatever you're doing, in any of the activities you're doing for the outdoors. So while you're doing this, give water, small sips, remember that, and encourage many sips, because a little bit equals a lot of bit. And I love this. You get done for the day, and it's now a cool shower, and you're ready for the next day. So last week, I am out with paddleboard expert Stephen Ritter. You can listen to that podcast show, but not yet, because you need to finish this show. Well, it was a hot, humid day, and I did some pre. It was tough to do because after the podcast show, we were out and paddling on a glaciated lake, and it was tough to hydrate the during this one. Again, so you think about your paddleboarding out there, so you think about the activity. But the post, I instantly found shade, which is going to help cool my body, and I reloaded right there. And then I also had one of my favorite fruits in the outdoors, had an organic apple. See, it's in the cooler, so it's nice and cool. I love everything about the outdoors. So today, we just made our journey to a safer, more enjoyable one. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.